Hello and welcome to In Focus. I'm Anthony Moreno. A Pew Research Center report estimated that in 2015, there are around 3.3 million Muslims of all ages living in the United States. Here to share more about the faith is President of the Islamic Center of Las Cruces. Please welcome Mr. Radwan Jalad. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Anthony, for inviting me. Appreciate it.
Well, it's great to have you. And I'd like to start off if you could give our audience a little bit of history of the Islamic Center of Las Cruces.
So the Islamic Center of Las Cruces got established in the early 80s. As our location is on 1065 East Bouts, it used to be a small home. And it started with a group of students who came to New Mexico State University, and they wanted a place to worship. So in the early 80s, they bought the property and they turned it into a mosque. And the history continued. And in the mid 90s, we all got together and raised fund and built the structure as it is today. The Islamic Center, this is probably one of the largest number we have. Our community is kind of, the majority of the community is student that goes to New Mexico State University. We have a lot of residents, but if I have to guess a percentage, I would say we're about 30% resident in this town and 70% student. So currently we're estimating about 500 Muslims in Las Cruces, but the majority of that is student, that they'll come and go. So the dynamic of the mosque is really, even though over the years we have people settling in, there is a lot of New Mexico State professors, a lot of medical doctors, professional moved into town. So basically the mosque the establishment of the mosque back in the 80s was important because most of these Muslim families will consider a town before they move to if there is a mosque or not, for multiple reasons. What is, you know, for their kids to learn little Arabic, for continue with their religion. Like you stated, there are 3.3 million. New Mexico is not one of the state that hosts a lot of Muslim, but I believe between us, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Gallup, actually, for surprising to me, is we're probably over 3,000-4,000 people in New Mexico. The center in Las Cruces is being established to serve these communities, if it's a new coming professional or a student who's coming here for a few days.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. I mean, what is the mission, and what are some of the things that you know, the center offers to connect with the community and those right. of the faith?
So the mission of the center, we started until recently, we started as just to establish a religious institution, a place of worship. A little bit of activity for the youth. We have our Sunday school that basically focus on the youth, make sure they learn their religion. We teach a little Arabic because most of the religious document is based in Arabic. So many people would like us to do some Arabic, and it's very hard to do. I mean, when you're talking about 3 hours, we rely on the families a lot because the schooling's really at the home. The mosque use Sunday school is just to get the kids to work together and see they're all interested in learning the same thing. So the mission is worship, place of worship, people come. I don't know, many people might not know, but Muslim comes and pray five times a day. So we need to establish the place. Even though Friday is our main prayer time and it's at noon, just like Sunday prayer, you know, everybody comes to that prayer. We have about like 200 to 300 people shows up. Also, we pray five times a day, so people coming in at a different time to pray, not in that number. You know, we're lucky to get 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, in the teens, mm-hmm. For the other prayers. So it's a place for Muslim to meet. The Muslim in Las Cruces is like United Nation. We represent like 21 countries.
Wow. Could you just share with us, you know, some of the countries?
You go from Bangladesh, Pakistan, Syria, myself, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, Turkey, Nigeria, Kenya, many of the other African nations. Plus, we have a lot of U.S. citizens who born in the United States. We have New Yorkers and and D.C. and Maryland folks who moved into this town. But so the dynamic of the mosque and establishes also is a very good experience for everybody. I forgot Yemen. There's plenty, many people from Yemen in the Las Cruces, and professionals and students. The fact is, it's an opportunity in the United States. You know, you will never see that in Syria happening or any other country.
I see.
It's just the poor of New Mexico State, you know, brings all these students and those who's Muslims, you know, they come to the mosque and they interact. So it's an education, it's a global education for everybody. And it's a global education on how to communicate different cultural setting, even though we're all Muslim, but we're all different.
Well, I know there's got to be a lot of curiosity about the Muslim faith from the community as well, since you've been here since the early 80s. I was wondering, have you seen more curiosity in recent years about from the community and wanting to learn more about the faith, or have questions regarding that?
Yes, the answer is yes. In the past, you know, we're pretty close. I mean, we're all volunteers. We don't have a religion leader. So we don't have an imam or anybody at the mosque. So we're all professional. We have work, and this is all volunteer work. We did not do a lot of outreach at the beginning, but in the last few years, we've been encouraged by the community, from churches. We did a lot of work with Peace Lutheran Church that gave us a lot of involvement, put us in a position to get involved with the community, educate the community. And the reaction was really touching, because we realized how bad of a job we did by not outreaching to the Las Cruces community. Las Cruces being one of the most comfortable place for Muslim, we have never seen a problem.
Interesting.
Neighbors are friendly, everybody's friendly to us actually, and helpful. But in the last year or so, you know, we realized that there has to be an action being done, and we have established a new group called the Outreach Group. Uh-huh. Kind of blend the
Well, I definitely want to hear more about that as we continue our conversation.
Right.
However, if you could just let us know how we can find out more information about the Islamic Center of Las Cruces, where can folks go?
So, well, we last year, for an absence of, you know, several years for whatever reasons, we reestablished our website.
And what is the website? We don't have too much
no,
time.
No, no, it's so. Okay. It's icolc.org.
Okay. And are you on Facebook as well?
And we are on Facebook.
Okay.
Right now.
Well, I look forward to continuing this conversation because we have plenty of questions for you. But unfortunately, we're out of time right
That's
now.
Okay.
So we will continue on another In Focus. And we want to thank you for joining us. I'm Anthony Moreno.